Blackstone Audio presents Coulter's Journey by William W. Johnstone with J.A. Johnstone. This book is read by John McLean. Book 1. South Pass. Chapter 1.
Run, Tim! Run!
Tim Coulter was buttoning his trousers after answering nature's call when he heard his mother scream. He didn't even have time to slip the suspenders back over his shoulders. He peeked above the bush and felt all the color and all the blood drain from his face. He had heard the stories. By jacks, he had even imagined something like this happening and had dreamed of being the hero, saving the day, having the newspapers back home in Danville write about him, making Mr. Scott think a little bit more about him. Most important, feeling those ruby-red lips of Patricia, Mr. Scott's daughter, kissing him after he had saved her life.
Run!
His mother shouted again.
Run!
The tomahawk slammed into her head, and she fell without a word onto the grass, beside the Scott family dog, which looked like a porcupine, or a pincushion from all the arrows sticking out of the poor mutt's body.
Get that boy!
Tim's eyes swung away from his mother. Another Indian was mounted on a big black horse with a perfect white star on its head. The man wore buckskins and long black hair that hung in braids. He pointed a smoking musket in Tim's direction. Tim remembered hearing the gunshot a few moments ago and thinking how glorious it would have been if Indians had attacked the Scots and Coulter's camp.